Throwback Night at the Community Center. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Kim.
Are you drinking? Is that what you're doing?
I thought I could hide it.
You were drinking? I literally waited 20 minutes for you to show up today, and now you're drinking something?
I need to have some sustenance while I wither away.
It is unbelievable.
I'm sorry. Have you eaten?
No, I'm starving.
How are you handling that?
I don't know. I'm very testy about it right now. And now that you're drinking in front of me.
You go so many hours with no sustenance.
It's unbelievable. I'm withering away myself.
I know, but you were able to handle it better.
It's like the face melting, like in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Except I'm not a Nazi.
You're not a Nazi.
No.
My withering away eating plan calls for eating every 2 to 3 hours.
I understand that. All right. Well, drink whatever you're drinking over there. I guess I'll just start the show. Mm-hmm. So I just want to let you know, I'm glad to see your calm down after Tuesday's show. The woman is out of your life. I'm not even bringing it up.
Should we call that the See You Next Tuesday show?
I'm not even bringing it up, but I'm glad to see you're calm. I also want to let you know that in the 3 days since our show, no one has found my sunglasses. So I guess I'm going to the mall and going to buy a new pair. These are my backup spare sunglasses.
What brands, though?
What brand are these?
Yeah, I see a name on the side.
These are Warby Parker. Actually,
Warby Parker. That's right. They're cute.
They're online, but they're not my original ones. I always have a backup pair because I inevitably lose. And this pair I actually had for 4 years. I was pretty growing attached to it. It was sort of a kinship
they're cute, actually.
But this pair is these are
new. You
don't
new, like though. Them as much as the Ray-Ban.
No, I don't.
I think they're cute.
We haven't formed a kinship or bondship.
Are the Ray-Bans the one you were wearing when I said you reminded me of that scene at the end of 16 Candles?
Yes, exactly. Aww. Those are the same
really
ones.
Did, right, because that's what Jake was wearing, right?
Well, thank you. Yes. Yeah. So nobody found my sunglasses. You're calm.
You're
done drinking.
I'm past my see you next Tuesday moment.
Kim is okay.
Show.
So let's get to the show.
Let's get to some community news.
So tonight, are you going to the 60s throwback event at the community center?
I was born in the 60s.
It's a tie-dye event.
Do you know when I was born during Woodstock?
You were?
I literally was.
At Woodstock itself.
I was not born at Woodstock, but I was born August 17th, 1969, during actual Woodstock.
Do you know whose set was going on while you were born?
I should find out. During the actual Woodstock.
Do you think
concert.
It was somebody good or somebody crappy? What do you think?
I'd like to think it was Janis Joplin.
Oh, that would be, you know what?
I was born on August 17th, 1969, during Woodstock, and they're having the 50th anniversary of Woodstock this year. On Woodstock, and I was thinking about going because it was during my birthday.
Wow. And then maybe you could give birth at Woodstock to, like, keep the whole chain going?
I could. But no, my mother was not at Woodstock. She was at Long Beach Hospital.
Would you rather be born during Woodstock or during Live Aid? Because those were some good acts also during
those
Live
were good
Aid.
Acts.
Do you remember listening to that?
During the 80s. Absolutely. Yes. I actually wrote my college admissions essay about Live Aid and about Bob Geldof. I said he was my inspiration. They asked who was your biggest inspiration. I said Bob Geldof for forming Live Aid, and that's how I got into college.
Wow, look at you.
That was my
That's essay. A whole tie around to the whole 60s thing.
It's kind of fascinating.
So are you going to tie-dye any? What are you going to tie-dye? Because they're asking for things to bring to tie-dye.
I should bring a bra. That would tie it all together.
Exactly.
I should tie-dye a bra. For the big community center tie-dye.
Now, when you're with, you know, because I assume it's going to be a bunch of like 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds and you tie-dyeing.
When they tie-dye some underwear.
Right. So when they see underwear and bra, you're going to tie-dye underwear?
Well, because sometimes I forget to wear underwear too. We haven't talked about that on the show.
No, we haven't.
Should we not?
Yeah. I don't know.
It ties into me calling some bitches cunts, right?
I don't know if I'm prepared for that conversation at this point.
Should we tie-dye underwear so that when I think someone's a cunt, I give them a pair of underwear?
Wow.
People that I call cunts?
I thought you were just going to spell curse words.
Oh, right.
I changed our rating to G, and now it's all the way back to triple X again.
BITCHs that I call See You Next Tuesdays. Should I give them underwear that I tie-dye? Should that be a thing?
I'm just trying to think. Before I answer that question, if you spell them out,
and it says community news on it, tie-dye it, and then we put community news on it in red.
I do actually
like that.
Wait, in red?
Well, because of how we have the white and red logo.
I got you. Okay.
So if I call someone to see you next Tuesday, if they make it to that level, then I hand them a special community news tie-dyed underwear. It's tie-dyed, and it has community news logo in red. And I hand them the underwear. I think that would be a nice...
Okay, so... You're rewarding them for their bad behavior. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but it would sort of be funny if you think about it, because it's like a funny piece of merch.
How long do you plan to be tie-dyeing at this event tonight?
There are a lot of see you next Tuesday.
Right, exactly.
Saying.
Are you just going to bring bales? Is it bales or no? Bales of underwear? That's probably not the right terminology. Bags of underwear?
But if you think about it, what's funny about it is it's sort of like the...
Will the woman tying the underwear please vacate the table? Other people are waiting to do. That's my announcer voice with a fake megaphone.
Here's my fake nice community news sexy Sasha voice. Will the woman tie-dyeing the cunt see you next Tuesday community news tie-dye underwear for the bitches? Please leave the table.
Okay, I have no idea where that was going.
Doing what you said, but in the special Sasha sexy voice.
Oh, but you're Kim today.
I'm Kim.
Okay, but you were doing Sasha as Kim?
Right.
I'm very confused with all
that. You say that we have a lot of listeners that like that voice.
I think you've inhaled too many of these tie-dye fumes at this point.
You say we have a lot of listeners that like that voice.
Oh, well,
the lady.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Good point.
For our listeners.
Gotcha.
Like that.
Okay, so tonight there is the 60s night.
60s if you night,
wanna see, I'm all about it. If you want to see Kim... tie-dyeing underwear. You'll be there. I also want to let you know this weekend there is a new gym opening, and I saw they're having a ribbon cutting. How come we are never asked to cut a ribbon of something in town? We give props to everybody, to local businesses.
So nice. It's honestly because the guy who unfriended us from the community newspaper,
right.
It's because of his attitude. It's because of this towny lady's attitude. It's because of those towny weirdos who can't take a joke, don't have a sense of humor, who are scared that I'm going to get there and say cunt or say see you next Tuesday, that we're not invited because we're not towny enough for them. We don't drink the Kool-Aid enough for them, Paul. They're worried that because we tell it like it is, that we're not lovely enough. That's why we're not invited.
Well, you know what? I think Byron DeMala, the consignment store owner, has to have a grand reopening.
He does.
And then we can cut a ribbon finally.
We will cut a ribbon. And you know what we should do?
What?
We should go in tie-dyed underwear. And in my case, bra only.
I'll be wearing a bra also.
Right. We'll go in only bra and underwear. And I don't even care that I have like extra flesh where I don't want it. I'll go in just a bra and underwear.
For a ribbon cutting?
Yes.
So community, you've heard it
All the flesh hanging out.
Anyone who needs us for a ribbon cutting in town,
yes.
We will be showing up in bra and panties.
That says community news.
Tie-dye bra and panties. What could be bad about that?
We will.
It's amazing. But, you know, speaking of the newspaper, I have to give credit where credit is due, okay? I think they've actually have been listening to the podcast because they actually did have a really good tip.
Well, just like we still read their stuff, even though we goof on them, they, even though they unfriend us and they hate us,
they listen
to us.
Okay, well, anyway, so their tips are getting better. This is actually good. Because we do live in an area with Lyme disease. So this is a tip to avoid bug bites and Lyme disease. Okay? You ready? Number one. Clothes. Wear long clothes.
Pants.
It's a good idea.
It is. You know, I was treated twice last year for Lyme disease.
Right. Were you?
I was.
Positive or negative?
Oh, well, I was tested negative, but everybody tests negative. So they treat you anyway. So I was treated twice, but I didn't have it. I actually had lupus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So no Lyme. You just had a different L.
I had a different L, but they treated me twice for Lyme disease anyway because they have to, and yeah.
Okay, so if you wore long clothing, you wouldn't have gotten it.
Make sure to
take a shower right after you get inside from walking outside
to wash off
all the ticks.
Right.
That's a good idea. And something that I never knew before, once you're done, throw your clothes immediately in the dryer.
In the fire.
You should just burn everything?
Burn everything.
Oh, okay.
You need a disposable wardrobe. Forget about the dryer. It needs to go in the fire.
Well, anyway, they said the dryer.
Which is why you need three fireplaces.
You say the fire.
The fire.
There's a dispute. between us, and
everybody has a fire pit and at least several fireplaces.
So I'll be burning all my clothes exactly. Right after this.
Do not shop for anything more expensive than Walmart clothing. It's not worth it.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
So anyway, didn't you think those were some good tips?
Very good tips.
We congratulate you, community newspaper. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. It's better than the it's kind of state the obvious, really. But
anyway, who cares?
Good job, community newspaper.
I didn't know about the whole dryer thing.
I did, but you know,
did you?
Yeah, that's because I was treated twice for Lyme, so I had to do the deep dive last year.
Had lupus.
I really had lupus.
Right.
But they didn't know I had lupus. They thought I had Lyme.
But if you had done the deep dive, wouldn't you have realized that you didn't have Lyme disease?
Well, I did the deep dive after they told me I had Lyme.
Right. But they said you had Lyme, but you didn't have it.
Well,
and if you had done the research, wouldn't you have realized that you didn't have it then?
They said I had Lyme. As I was being treated for Lyme, I did the deep dive.
Right.
And I was being treated for Lyme. And then I did a second round of Lyme.
Right.
They still thought I had Lyme. It turned out I had lupus, but I didn't come back positive for lupus because it turned out I had drug-induced lupus. Which nobody seemed to know. The doctors didn't know I had drug-induced
lupus.
Okay,
but I think what we're getting off on is when you say deep dive, do you mean deep dive going in medication or deep dive doing research?
Doing all the research, Paul. And right. What it turns out, what people don't know until you do the deep dive, is that everybody comes back negative for Lyme. So they treat you for Lyme anyway.
Right. But are Lyme and lupus, where are we
totally
going? Where is community? They're totally
medical. This is a very special medical version.
Right. It's better than the one we were screaming all last week.
The last one was the cunt version of community.
Which is also medical if you think about it.
But it wasn't a genital version.
So anyway, so lupus, Lyme disease. Okay, you had medical-induced lupus.
You're drug-induced lupus.
You're okay now. You're going to the 60s
dive. Okay is a relative term, but...
Well, right. That's a good point. Okay. You'll be burning all your clothes right after this. And I think that about does it. It's a Friday. What could be better than that? Burning clothes, making tie-dye underwear.
And
going to a new gym.
Is all good. That's good. Oh, the gym? Did we talk about the gym?
We did. We spoke about we weren't going to the ribbon cutting.
Oh, I thought you meant, are we talking about let's get physical?
We're not getting physical. If they're not inviting me to do ribbon cutting, no more singing. I'm not paying for this. That's it.
I've got new sports bras. I want to get physical, Paul.
All right, and I guess that about wraps up this Friday edition of Community
Say my name.
As always, my name is Paul.
And my name is Kim.
Kim, it's a pleasure seeing you. Have a wonderful weekend.
A pleasure,
Have fun
Paul.
At the 60s event. I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
We love you, community.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.